All right. Well, I gotta be sure. I got some Dian Hong tea, so I made it earlier today. It's a little cool, but. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh yes, we're making our way to the shady spot. I want to scream right now. I'm quite frustrated. We've had people, a conference appeared in the building. They took over our space and made a bunch of noise. I didn't like it. Made lunch difficult. There's a project. There's a prop plane flying overhead. They're flying south, southeast, which is kind of. They're not heading directly towards the airport, which is kind of weird. I wonder if they're off. Probably off a few degrees. They'll figure it out. Oh, man. I'm so mad. The other thing, there's more stuff. Anyway, I'm very pissed off. I'm trying to calm down so we can talk about the news. Deep breaths. I'm trying to come and do the show no matter what, but it's hard to change gears. But we're gonna try. I'm up here on the roof. It's 40 degrees. Not pleasant. There is a light breeze. No, there's a few cirrus clouds. They're way up there, not moving. They're kind of just painted up there. Now that I'm sitting, I feel a little less bad. Man, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world. I'm just a little insane, but that's okay. Feel free to jump in on comm and hang out. If you're new to Anon Radio, welcome. Anon Radio is powered by SDF, and SDF, that's powered by the users, so thank you for being here, hanging out. If you want to chat during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org, or if you'd like, tty.sdf.org. We found out yesterday there's meta and ARPA prefixes, also subdomains, if you're a member of that. A membership tier. But anyway, once you're logged in, you can just launch comm, and then you type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom. You'll be hanging out with the cool people, like LCD and Ratsu, and Maxim, and X1, just the whole crew. So, welcome. Stug's complaining that it's 28 degrees. Our low is 28 degrees. I think our low today is actually 26 degrees, so a little bit cooler, but... hello, and the Z-Man's in the house. Welcome, Jay Lamoth, which reminds me, if you'd like to, you can also chat in XMPP or on JabberChat at anonradio@conference.jabber.sdf.org. That's right, nerds. Get your fingers limbered up and type it out. It's conference.jabber.sdf.org. There we go. A Ford truck driving by, really nice and quiet. All right, man, that's my high. Yeah, I kind of am thinking about moving away. I've been kind of frustrated here anyway. The only thing is I really like my job. I don't know. I'm not sure how to. I think one of my teammates is having a crisis at home, and that's turning. He's just in general is a toxic person. So I'm trying to. I think that there's a way to neutralize any toxic setup, especially if you're in the framework of. As long as you're like the rest of the social structure isn't. So we'll see. I'm going to try. Anyway, I'm in a weird way. So let's just read the news. Let's get into it. There's a lot of news to talk about. There's some news to talk about. Lots of different things happening. So we'll go ahead and sync up and then jump on over in there. All right. Done. Blink. All right, bookmarks, desktop, bookmarks, news to me, August 10th. At least 36 people have died in Hawaii. We talked about how people were having to jump into the ocean yesterday, and there were wildfires, and how there's no ethical way to be a tourist in Hawaii. People are continuing to still die there on the U.S. Colony in Hawaii. Desperate search for survivors in Maui after 36 people died. At least 36 people died in wildfires that ravaged the historic town of Lahaina in Hawaii as crews continued mass evacuation efforts and desperate searches for survivors. Officials warned on Thursday that the death toll in the blazes on the island could rise. At least 30 people have been left injured by the disaster. Fire engulfed the town of 13,000 residents on Tuesday night when strong winds propelled a blaze that started in vegetation to the urban center. Once the capital of the Hawaiian Royal Kingdom, by Wednesday it had become clear that significant parts of Lahaina, once the capital of the Hawaiian Kingdom, had been destroyed. The fire, the deadliest in the U.S. in 5 years, appeared to have consumed most of the town's historic waterfront, including 271 structures and homes. Three fires remain active on the island. I don't know. I've got weird feelings. I feel bad for the people who are dead and their families, because it's always tragic when you lose someone you love. But also, like, I think that I don't think the U.S. should have colonized Hawaii and forced all those people out and polluted all their water and destroyed all their language and culture and everything. So I don't know. I hope that a lot of rich people lose everything they have and they have to move back to the mainland or get to be destitute in Hawaii and their bloodlines end. But anyway, let's keep on moving. What else is happening? The FBI killed a man who threatened to attack Joe Biden. A clearer picture is emerging of the 75-year-old Utah man shot dead by the FBI after they tried to serve a search warrant hours before Joe Biden arrived in the state on a re-election campaign swing. But questions are also being asked to whether Craig Robertson was a credible threat, as the FBI claims, or as neighbors in Provo, Utah, described to local media, a man harboring anti-government views who walked with a cane and liked to bluster and tell big stories. Robertson had posted threats against the president, including asking whether Utah would be famous as the place a sniper took out Biden, the Marxist. If you think Biden's a Marxist, you got some problems there, buddy. He'd also urged Utah residents to fire their guns into the air when Air Force One arrived. Late last month, Robertson posted a message. Hey, FBI, you still monitoring my media? Social media? Checking so I can be sure to have a loaded gun handy in case you drop by again. On August 6th, 3 days before Biden's visit, Robertson posted, I hear Biden's coming to Utah, digging out my ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off my rifle. My sniper rifle. The legal complaint alleged interstate threats, threats against the president, and influencing, impeding, and retaliating against federal law enforcement officers by threat. Robertson represented a willful true threat to kill or cause injury to President Biden. He also made threats against a whole host of familiar liberal politicians and officials, including Gavin Newsom. So, they went to serve a warrant, and he got what was coming to him. I don't feel bad for that man at all. Women's World Cup, the Netherlands' Lenneth Berenstein, glad Big Mouth USA is out. Netherlands forward Lenneth Berenstein says she celebrated the USA's World Cup exit as the defending champions had a really big mouth. The USA beat the Dutch in 2019 final, but their title defense ended with defeat by Sweden on penalties on Sunday. The four-time winners' last 16 exit was their worst performance at a World Cup. The first moment when I heard that they were out, I was just thinking, yes, bye, said Berenstein. From the start of this tournament, they already had a really big mouth. She added, before the Netherlands quarterfinal against Spain in Wellington. They were talking already about the final and stuff. I was just thinking, you first have to show it on the pitch before you're talking. USA were bidding for an unprecedented third consecutive title. So, yeah. Surprise, surprise. The USA is overconfident and annoying in the world. Southwest is in trouble with the courts for two things. Southwest Airlines. First, three lawyers from Southwest Airlines must attend a religious liberty training course after a judge ruled the company disregarded his order in a religious discrimination case. The judge sided with a flight attendant in May who said she'd been fired for expressing her opposition to abortion. On Tuesday, the judge said the airline didn't come close to complying with the ruling at the time. Southwest said it would appeal the latest order. The company's lawyers have been told to attend a course run by the Alliance Defending Program, or ADF, a conservative Christian legal advocacy group. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, said the ADF is an anti-LGBTQ hate group. The airline appealed the original judgment when the flight attendant was awarded $5.1 million and also got her job back. She claimed she was fired after she called the trade union president despicable for attending the 2017 March on Women's March in Washington. Southwest and the union said Ms. Carter wrote offensive posts on Facebook and harassed the union president in direct messages. Jury in Dallas ultimately found that the airline had violated her right to religious free speech. Southwest was then ordered to tell employees that it may not discriminate against flight attendants for their religious practice and beliefs. In his highly critical 29-page order, Judge Starr said the airline didn't come close to complying. He ordered a new verbatim statement to be sent to employees in his ruling, including the Merriam-Webster dictionary definitions of may, does, and tolerate. The judge, who was appointed by former President Donald Trump, said the company behaved as if its policy limiting what staff can say was more important than free speech law. It was also ordered to pay the flight attendants legal costs. It's important to note that free speech is about whether or not the government can limit you on what you say. It's not about whether or not a corporation or company can. But that's fine. I'm sure he's old and will die soon. Another judge is involved with Southwest as a mother sues Southwest Airlines after human trafficking allegation. A white mother who was accused of human trafficking by a Southwest Airlines employee because she was traveling with her biracial daughter has filed a lawsuit accusing the company of racial discrimination. Mary McCarthy was traveling with her 10-year-old daughter on October 2021, 2 years ago, on a Southwest flight from California to Denver to attend a funeral. As McCarthy and her daughter were exiting the plane at Denver International Airport, they were approached by two local police. The police blocked McCarthy and her daughter from leaving the jetway and entering the airport's terminal. The officers informed them they wanted to question McCarthy and her daughter because a Southwest Airlines employee had reported them as suspicious and McCarthy is a potential human trafficker. While McCarthy and her daughter were in flight, a Southwest employee reported her to the police. McCarthy and her daughter were eventually allowed to leave, but only after McCarthy provided identification and faced questioning. The confrontation caused McCarthy and her daughter extreme emotional distress. To this day, whenever the incident is mentioned, the daughter goes silent and doesn't speak about it. We are disheartened to learn of this mother's account when traveling with her daughter, a Southwest spokesman said to CBS in 2021. We're conducting a review of the situation internally and we'll be reaching out to apologize for experience. And then they go on to talk about other times Southwest Airlines was racist. It's 1918 UTC, and you may have noticed I'm kind of in a foul foul mood, so we're holding it together as best we can. That's kind of how it goes. Sometimes we're just in a bad way, mad way, but that's fine. It's all part of the circle of life, I guess. So what else is happening in the world? Well, let's talk about let's talk about death some more. Specifically death cap mushrooms. Why are they so toxic? And it's pretty cool. Mushrooms are neat. Three people are dead and one's in critical condition in Melbourne. We talked about that. The death cap is responsible for about 90% of mushroom-related deaths globally. It can be mistaken for edible mushroom varieties like the field mushroom or the straw mushroom. It's quite upright, it's very bright white, it's eye-catching, said Dr. Michael Taylor, a mycology expert. The cap of a typical death cap mushroom may measure around 10 centimeters across. Half of that would be toxic, probably enough to kill a person. That might be, once it's cooked down, a mouthful, maybe two or three mouthfuls of actual mushroom. The toxicity of individual mushrooms may vary depending on geographical location. Death caps aren't native to Australia and are usually only found in Victoria and the Australian Capital Territory. They contain three classes of toxins, the amatoxins, the phallotoxins, and the virotoxins. The most toxic of these is the amatoxin, known as A-amatin or alpha-amatin. Amatoxins inhibit an enzyme called RNA polymerase II, preventing cells from carrying out essential functions such as creating protein. The toxin cannot be destroyed by cooking or drying. Once a death cap is eaten, people are often asymptomatic for several hours before its effects become apparent. Nausea, diarrhea, and other symptoms. An advertisement for a bunch of engagement rings popped up in my face. So we're having to scroll down. Let's see. People treated with death cap poisoning in hospital may also be given supportive care in the form of intravenous fluids and activated charcoal. In the case of liver failure, and if a patient is well enough, they may receive a liver transplant. Don't eat poisonous mushrooms. They will fudge you up. They will kill you. They'll prevent your RNA from replicating, giving you all those delicious proteins that your body needs. Flatbed truck passing by. Did I mention you want to stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC? It airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio. You want to check it out. Synthesizers, dudes, herons. There was a giant blue heron yesterday. That was really cool. You know what's not cool? Blowing up a comet only to be bombarded by a hailstorm of smaller comets. We tested a planetary defense system recently. Can you believe it? We have one. This is from UCLA, the University of California, I guess Los Angeles. So here we go. Key takeaways. NASA's DART mission crashed a spacecraft into a nearby asteroid, Dimorphos, to test a possible strategy for deflecting asteroids headed to Earth. The test succeeded in knocking Dimorphos off course, but also dislodged from its surface 37 boulders that are now moving away from the asteroid. The effort reveals an unintended consequence of technology to deflect asteroids on a collision course with Earth. Smaller rocks, surprise, surprise, smaller rocks flying off into space could create their own problems. A Mazda crossover vehicle was trying to turn left into the cross street here and had pulled out from the stop sign, I don't know, pretty much halfway into the road, covered almost the whole lane, but wasn't turning. They were just stopped there. And so then an oncoming truck honked at them, and they had to drive backwards, 10 yards. Anyway, don't be a dummy when you're driving. At best, you'll be killed. At worst, somebody else will die. So don't do that. Be smarter than what you're working with. Anyway, in September 2022, NASA deliberately slammed a spacecraft into Dimorphos to knock it slightly off course. The objective was to evaluate whether the strategy could be used to protect Earth in the event of an asteroid headed toward the planet. Now, the new study found that the collision also knocked off a whole bunch of boulders that could fly And the boulder swarm is like a cloud of shrapnel expanding from a hand grenade. Because those big boulders basically share the speed of the targeted asteroid, they're capable of doing their own damage. Given the speed of a typical impact, a 15-foot boulder hitting Earth would deliver as much energy as the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. Fortunately, Dimorphos nor the boulder swarm have ever posed any danger to Earth. NASA chose Dimorphos because it was about 6 million miles from Earth and measured just 581 feet across. Close enough to be of interest and small enough that the half-ton double asteroid reflection test, or DART test, wouldn't cause it to like smash into the Earth. So, hopefully you can feel good about that. Oh, shucks, my comm died. That's one of the great features about iOS, is no network connection is allowed to stay open unless you're actively using the app. Good luck keeping anything besides a connection to an Apple server running on iOS in the background. So anyway, sorry, I may have missed your comm comments. Let's see if we got anything going on here. It's hard when you get forced to have one of Vaults was here and left. A Utah didn't like Biden? That's unfathomable. yeah. Sorry. Today is a meme show, which is also makes it less fun to interact with. I'm sorry. Let's talk about some more dummies before we get out of here. Virgin Galactic had its first successful space tourists up in outer space. A rocket plane is due to fly from New Mexico carrying an 80-year-old British former Olympian, an Aberdeen student, and her mother into space. Anastasia Mayers and her mother won the tickets to board the Virgin Galactic flight in a competition. John Goodwin from the New Scale under Lyme will become the second person with Parkinson's disease to go to space. The mission will be seen as another test of how viable space tourism is. The launch window for the Virgin Galactic 02 flight opens at 8:30 local time, which is 15:30 BST. It is Virgin Galactic's second commercial flight. The first was in June when the Italian Air Force and scientists conducted experiments. The Unity rocket plane is carried on the first stage of its journey, slung underneath a carrier jet. Unity will then aim to ignite its engine and travel to an altitude of 279,000 feet, or 85 kilometers. The advertised price for a place on a Virgin Galactic flight has been as high as $450,000 U.S. Mr. Goodwin, who competed in the 1972 Olympics, paid $250,000 for his ticket in 2005, but had feared his diagnosis would mean he could not take part. He said he wanted to prove that his condition is a condition in which parts of the brain become progressively damaged, but didn't define him. It's important to be worth noting. $250,000 would keep quite a few people alive, and they would probably be much more aware of Parkinson's than this guy going into space. Yeah, so anyway, people went into space. Scientists at Fermilab are closing in on a fifth force of nature. So, you know, you've got the near force and the far force, and then the gravity and... let's see what else they got here. Scientists near Chicago say they may be getting closer to discovering the existence of a new force of nature. They found more evidence that subatomic particles, called muons, are not behaving in the way predicted by the current theory of subatomic physics. Scientists believe that an unknown force could be acting on them. More data is needed to confirm the results, but if verified, it could mark the beginning of a revolution in physics. All of the forces we experience today can be reduced to just four categories: gravity, electromagnetism, the strong force, and the weak force. These four fundamental forces govern how all objects and particles in the universe interact. The findings have been made at U.S. Particle Accelerator, a facility called Fermilab. They build on results announced in 2021. Oh, look, an Audi has turned into the parking lot and done a U-turn and is now driving away. I love it. I don't know. Presently, I feel like if I was equipped with rocks and a slingshot, I would just hit everything that moved. So anyway, we've got about 2 minutes to go. I'm going to try... It's weird because I'm mad about work. But then I'm also mad because it's like... I'm more mad because yesterday I had, 2 or 3 hours of free time, and I could have solved this problem. alas, I don't have the time to solve the problem now. And they've presented it today. Anyway, Bruce 6 has been restarted following refurbishment. That's a nuclear power plant. There's a truck that stopped about 5 yards before the stop sign in the middle of the road. So he's not in the left-hand side or the right-hand side, just dead in the middle. No turn signal either, so it's unsure where he's going. Oh, he's got a left turn signal on now. Is he going? Oh, he is turning left. Oh man, going quite slow, but it looks like he avoided getting hit by the oncoming cars. Way to go. Oh yeah, Norway's fining Meta $100,000 a day over data use. Who knows if that will stop them. Anyway, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. It'll be a much brighter and less angry show. I'm probably going to just go drink until I fall asleep. Have a good one. See you later. Dubious Goals is Dubious Goals time.